Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Phillips Brooks wrote, "Let every man and woman count himself immortal. Let him catch the revelation of Jesus in his resurrection. Let him say not merely, Christ is risen, but I shall rise." Huh. Wow. What a word of hope, isn't it? Our guests today know what it means to experience the resurrected Christ touch their lives. They are men with a testimony to share, a word of hope to give, and a conference to promote, because it's a conference that's calling men, calling all men. We'll talk more about that, because men are at a point in life very many times when guidance is needed, when we need to learn that we don't walk only by our own machismo, our own power and strength that we think we have, but we need another kind of strength that comes from the Lord God Himself. You'll hear more about that conference in a little while. But we here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we exist because we want to lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ, just like my dear friends have come to Christ. And if you have never known the Lord Jesus personally, today might be that day for you to open your heart to Him who lived, died, shed His blood on the cross, was buried, and rose again from the grave. The living Christ calls you today. And if you're already walking with the Lord and you're looking for a boost and encouragement, you need maybe a lesson, an inspiration of sorts, you're listening to the right program today, because our guests, somehow the Lord is going to use them by His Spirit to touch your heart. Eddie Ochoa grew up in Fullerton, California. He was a drug addict from the age of 15. He was in and out of prison from the age of 12 for more than 20 years, starting from Juvenile Hall there in Southern California with the California Youth Authority, CYA, even Tehachapi Maximum Security Prison, where something very dramatic took place in his life, which is one of the main reasons why he's sitting with me in studio today. Eddie is married to Sepe, and they have six children altogether: Andrea, Eileen, Stuart, Eddie, Yolanda, and Daniel. Nelson Kanemoto is a part owner of Reverentia, and he's a owner of a high-tech company. He's a software development specialist that also deals in cybersecurity, a businessman for many years. He graduated with a degree in computer science from the University of Hawaii. He's married to Teresa Shelby, who originates from Amarillo, Texas. Eddie and Nelson, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Pastor Danny.
Eddie, I mentioned Fullerton, California. I mentioned drug addiction. I mentioned, you know, being incarcerated. Tell us a little bit more of where you grew up and who influenced you during those early years.
Well, I grew up there in Fullerton, California, and all I had was bad influences for a lot of years in my life. And That's all I knew, and I ran with that for a lot of years, and until I got saved, and the Lord started to move in my life, and I had a director of a home that I went into, and he became my role model and my mentor, and that's how I made it this far, I think.
Now, you mentioned that you were, let me just say, it's a unique moment we have here in studio because I'm looking at a Chicano from Fullerton, California, and here's Nelson Kanimoto. He's a businessman, business owner, computer guy, and you're both sitting next to each other. So there's a unique story that connects these two together. That's part of what we're going to talk about. But Eddie, I want to go further. Now, how at such a young age did you get involved with drugs and crime?
Well, I was playing football, and I had broke my leg. And at that time, they were bringing the men back from Vietnam, and one of my friend's older brother came home, and he was already a heroin addict, and he got a lot of the young kids hooked on heroin because we were able, small enough for him to boost us through windows and to do burglaries, and you know, he was able to use us. But at the same time that he gave us that drug, he also gave us hepatitis C. And that's how I became like that, and that's all I knew. And I thought I really loved that drug, but I never knew what it was really doing. And I destroyed a lot of lives and relationships through that, and I became a monster.
Well, I want to keep the thread of the resurrection, that Christ can come into a life of person, even a monster, and change, you know, a self-described monster into somebody through the redemption of the shed blood of Jesus Christ and the redemptive power of Almighty God and the power of the Holy Spirit who lives in you now. You're living for a different purpose. Nelson, take us to Tehachapi, maximum security. Let's fast forward to that. How did you become a Christian?
Well, they had sent me to prison. One of the times on Mother's Day, when you take flowers and have a party at your house for your mother, and the family comes, I was so messed up on heroin and cocaine that I took a knife and I tried to kill my family. And I ended up in jail, and they sent me to maximum security. And they took everything away from me, and I just stayed in there with my underwear and army blanket and a mattress for 12 months. I had cataracts already, so I couldn't read. I couldn't see really clear. So for those 9 months, I just stayed in that cell. And about the ninth month, I felt myself dying inside. I knew of the Lord, but I didn't know him. And at that time, I felt this darkening overcoming me, and I asked the Lord to just give me a little bit of sense to come out, and that I would serve him and I would do what he wants me to do. And at the 12th month, when they let me out, I looked like Charles Manson, long hair, beard. And I went home, and my mother told me that she was afraid of me. So at that time, I didn't know how I got to this Christian home, and I sat on the porch. And I really believe that the Holy Spirit delivered me to that house. And the director took me in, and then he said he could pray for me and give me Bible studies, but God's going to have to touch me. And I was like Ebuchadnezzar. And I stayed in that house. And this man dealt with my madness. He could have threw me out a lot of times. But he knew that God had something in my life. And so I ended up staying there. And for 4 years, I started homes. And I went to Hawaii. And I went to New York with Nikki Cruz. And God just started to move in my life. And I've always wanted to work with men. And so ever since I've been saved, I've been working with men.
You mentioned being in New York with Nikki Cruz. Nikki Cruz, part of his fame came from The Cross and the Switchblade,
amen,
right? In getting to know Nikki Cruz, how did Nikki Cruz influence your life, Eddie?
We sat at the beach when we were here first in Hawaii. I came with him here in Hawaii, and he was amazed of the way my story was, because he had been saved since the 60s. So a lot of things has changed, and gang violence was more now than it was back then. But he listened to me, and I listened to him most of all. The anger and the hate that he had as a young man, I had that too. And I seen the peace in this man and the gentleness as he talked to people and how the people responded to him. And my spirit did too. And that's when I knew that if God could change him, he'd change me too.
You speak with a calmness, and yet there's a quiet clarity of confidence when you talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, mm-hmm, and what Christ has been able to do in your life. When you say you were a madman, and that person, I want to just give props, kudos to this person who took you in. For 4 years you lived with him, and he, the one that said, yeah, I can give you Bible studies, I can teach, mm-hmm, you, but it's the Lord that needs to touch your life. What a great man of faith, great leader. But the testimony is that God can take a madman who is incensed, insane, strung out on drugs, out of their mind, destructive, dangerous, and turn that person into somebody who brings life and hope and a message of good news to many people. Brother Eddie, I appreciate you sharing. I want to hear more about that. We're going to take a quick break, but let me just mention, Nelson, I got to hear your story too, because this is, again, Nelson Kanemoto, Eddie Ochoa, a conference is being put on, and these two men are spearheading it. That's part of the link. It's called Calling All Men, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. It's a men's conference focused on ministering to ex-convicts and ex-drug addicts, training all men to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's going to be held on Saturday, April 13th, from 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. 7:30 will be registration. It will be held at Kalihi Union Church, right here, 2214 North King Street. Admission and lunch is free. So, free. The featuring the pastor, Benny Jacques.
Hawkes.
Benny Hawkes from Victory Outreach in Las Vegas. Benny Hawkes. And the speakers include Pastor Mike Archibald, Pastor Claudio Borges, Pastor Luigi Figueroa, Pastor Guy Capelliella, Pastor Kimo Matsumoto, Pastor Sean Nakamoto, Pastor James Pineda, Pastor Eddie Romo, Pastor Gary Shields, Pastor Jonathan Steeper, Pastor Curtis Suzuki, and Pastor Tony Velasco. Eddie Ochoa, Nelson Kanemoto, we're going to take a quick break right now, but we're going to talk about this conference. You want to hear some of the topics that they're going to be sharing about, and then also, of course, this testimony from Nelson, how Nelson also came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. When we come back, I ask you, my friend, as you listen today, Have you ever felt like you've gone so far that there is absolutely no way God can bring you back? And you not only lost hope in yourself. Oh, worse than that, you lost hope in God. God could never save me. Well, just in case you've ever felt like that, thought like that, the Lord sends Eddie Ochoa, a former self-described madman who is now in his right mind serving the Lord. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
You might have heard it or read about it in the Bible of the Lord taking a person who has been tormented, even possessed by demonic spirits, and of course they're insane. They can't function in society. They are not just a menace to society. It becomes so problematic. But Jesus comes, and then he rebukes the demons. He casts them out, and the Lord Jesus is able to bring people right into their right mind again. Well, it's similar to the story of our guests today. That their story is similar to that story in the Bible. I'm talking about my guest, Eddie Ochoa. I'm also joined here with Nelson Kanemoto. Eddie was one of those guys. He said he was like Legion. I mean, he got so strung out on drugs, so out of control, so destructive. He even shakes sometimes, and we can see some of that even when he's in studio, because it takes him back to some of how that was before of the life experience he had. But he's clothed and in his right mind today. And I look at a list of things that the Lord has enabled him to do in ministry there at Kalihi Union Church, involved in ministry, building ministry. He's become a very productive man in the kingdom of God. And I mention that because it just brings hope. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm so grateful that you're with us today. To find out more about our program, to get this podcast. You can get it for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Go ahead and get that. And we have that and other resources and other programs that we have had along the way. Now, Eddie, this conference, remember you mentioned about a person who took you in. It seems like you said you were like Charles Manson. Okay, out of control. Tell me about this man that took you in and for 4 years worked with you.
Well, when I first went to his house, I didn't even have enough sense to knock on the door. I was just sat on the porch. And he had knew me. I knew him. But he didn't come through the front door. He came around from the back, and he asked me what I wanted. And at first, he didn't want me in his home. But I really believe that the Lord touched him. Because I told him, you know, I'll sleep on the floor. You know, I need help. And that's when he told me that he could to come in and he would do this. And he listened to all my things. He could have threw me out. As I got better, my brain still had prison mentality. And I started to try to take control of the home, and he wouldn't allow that. He was a very strong man, and he wouldn't allow that. And I couldn't understand, but there was a lot of days in those Bible studies and prayer. And one day, and I looked in the Bible, and I seen a passage that says, love God with all your heart, your mind, and your strength. And I didn't know anybody could love like that. So I went around the house with my Bible, and I asked people, hey, do you love God like this? And these guys were all happy, and said it was easy for them to say yes. And I said, well, God, I want to love you like that. And so one day I got on my knees, and I asked God that I wanted to change, but I didn't know how. And I wanted what those guys had, and I got on my knees, and next thing I know, I was crying, and the Lord told me that he was going to take me out of all my madness. He was going to take all the hurt and the anger out of me, and he was going to fill me up. And by the time I got up, the men were around me, and one of them said, look at God touched that guy, because I couldn't even pay attention. I was so messed up. And that's when the light in my spirit started to open up, and I knew something was going on. So I was able to shave my beard, get a haircut, and then I looked in the mirror and I said, there he is. Mm-hmm. I was back. Mm-hmm. And this man really dealt with me.
What's his name?
His name is Benny Hawkes.
So he's the speaker now at your conference.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Eddie Nelson? Yeah. Benny Hawkes. He's from Victory Outreach in Las Vegas. So here's the thing. Need deliverance from addictions? This conference is for you. You can find a place back in society and discover your true calling. Find out what God has in store for you. Because the purpose of this conference is focusing on what you do when you get out of prison, what happens when you're clean, what's next. They're going to help you find your mission in life through Jesus. Pastor Benny Hawkes is the featured speaker, and then there's a group of key leaders who are going to be a part of this. To find out more, go to KalihiUnion.org, KalihiUnion.org for more information. It's free, admission, lunch free, registration at 7:30, Saturday, April 13th from 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Benny Hawkes, this is the man that the Lord used to touch Eddie Ochoa's life. God used him, and Eddie's life has been turned around. Now, I also have in studio with me Nelson Kanemoto. Nelson is he has a very bright mind that God has given to him. He's a specialist in computers and high-tech. We're talking about high-tech software development, cybersecurity, You know, those things that it's almost like a different world. It's some people might say, well, that's for the smart people. And Nelson is one of those guys. He's here in studio. Nelson, give us some of where you grew up and what was it like for you?
Thank you, Pastor Danny. Let's see, I grew up in Makiki and grew up in a very poor family. Three families living in one house. I remember for dinner, we used to share a bowl of natto for dinner. So, yeah, very, very, you know, different type of family setting. But for me, I couldn't tell that there was anything different. I thought that was just how life was. So just yelling in the house, you know, to me, that was just normal life. And actually had a good time growing up in that type of setting. Went to Kahumanu Elementary, then to Stevenson Intermediate, then Roosevelt High School, where I graduated from high school. And then fortunately was able to barely get into the University of Hawaii with failing English SAT scores, but at least I got in and got a computer science degree and then later a master's in computer science.
Wow. Now, how did you discover your interest or passion for computer science?
I don't know. It was very strange because I thought I had this, or I did have a passion for computers, but when I took a data processing class in high school, I actually got a D. And then for some reason, I just kept going.
You might be giving hope to somebody today.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's a different kind of a resurrection,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And actually, in ninth grade, I remember in a like a career planning class, you know, for some reason, I chose business management, and I couldn't talk at all to people. I remember when we started Referentia, I had a hard time just talking to the staff. I was just, you know, that nervous, you know, insecure. And I thought, hey, why did I even consider business management when, you know, I don't have any of these talents to communicate? So, but going back to the computer science, I just, you know, kept driving towards getting a computer science degree once I got into the University of Hawaii.
Well, look at you now, brother.
Yeah, praise God. Praise God.
Well, how did you become a Christian?
Let's see. Growing up, I remember getting dropped off at Sunday school, but never really, you know, just went there for social reasons. And I think also, you know, because that's what my parents wanted myself and my two sisters to do. And it wasn't really until I met my wife, Teresa, that she wanted to start going to church. And I had this thing about going to church because I always felt I wasn't, you know, good enough. I thought, you know, people at church were actually hypocrites. And then I remember reading verses in the Bible and just understanding that the church is for sinners, just like hospitals are for sick people. And that's where I belong because I'm a sinner. And that, you know, It isn't about people that are, you know, non-sinners and 100% good. And at least that brought me back to church. We were going to Central Union Church at that time. And every Sunday, I used to go along with my wife. And Sundays where they would have communion or even altar calls or just, you know, going up to the front of the church. For some reason, I could never take communion. I could never get up. Because just something, you know, told me, hey, don't fool yourself. You know, don't lie. And I really thank God for that. Because one day at a church service, I just felt this seal in my heart that I really felt. And I just got up and then, you know, went to the front of the church. And from then on, I knew, you know, Christ and the Spirit was living in me.
A beginning of your walk with the Lord, a choice that was made, a you're cognizant, aware of what's going on. And as you do that, the Lord knew back then that, you know, years later, you're gonna meet somebody who, you know, grew up in Fullerton, California, and together you're gonna work on a project. It's gonna be a conference that's gonna minister to many people. Now, I don't want to make it sound like that's the only thing, because your lives are filled with many good things. But of course, today we talk about this. I want to hear how the Lord brought Nelson Kanemoto and Eddie Ochoa together to partner in the work that you're doing to put on this conference. The conference is called Calling All Men. And it's featuring Pastor Benny Hawkins. And some of the topics, you know, Pastor Mahilona is going to talk about stop wearing the mask. Pastor Claudio Borges, don't dig up the dead. The transforming power of God's word. Pastor Curtis Suzuki is going to talk about that. Pastor Guy Capelliella, men behaving badly. Pastor Eddie Romo, breaking away from old friends and places. I mean, we're getting real practical here too. Pastor James Panetta, stay plugged in and move in the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Pastor Jonathan Steeper will talk about blessings and curses. So all these are biblically based messages for those who come. You'll be able to hear this and more Saturday, April 13th. Registration is at 7:30. Admission and lunch are free. Benny Hawkins is the main speaker. This conference put on by my dear brothers here, Nelson Kanemoto and Eddie Ochoa. We're going to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, yeah, that question is like it's glaring like a neon sign in my mind's eye right now, blinking and flashing in vibrant colors. How does God bring a man from a couple of decades in prison, juvenile hall, to connect with a guy here from Hawaii who barely made it into UH, but now has his master's degree and owns his own business? When we come back, you're going to hear from Eddie Ochoa and Nelson Kanemoto. I ask you, my friend, do you need to go to this conference? Have you been praying that the Lord would send someone to speak to you? Your language, having your background, relating with you. They know what it's like to be where you are. Have you ever felt that, oh, I wish my son could go to something like that, or my nephew, or my uncle? Well, you can invite them. KalihiUnion.org, that's where you get more information. Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling.
You're listening
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Have you ever been stuck in the past? You know, your mind just keeps thinking about the past. And because of that, you can't move forward. I mean, it's like you're physically okay, but you're emotionally, mentally paralyzed because you're stuck in the past. Ever felt like you can't break free from your past? Well, Pastor Jonathan Steeper, he's going to give one of the messages there. He says, come and find help to identify and break curses from your past, your families, and the world. Discover the freedom and blessing that Jesus brings. Pastor Jonathan, along with James Pineda, Kai Capelliella, Eddie Romo, Kimo Matsumoto, Luigi Figueroa, Louis Helen, Mike Archibald, these men, these leaders, Sean Nakamoto, Tony Velasco, they're going to be speaking at a conference called Calling All Men. And that's what we're doing, Calling All Men. If you've ever been in prison or you've been in drugs and you need to be delivered or you need to know how to make it once you come out of prison, well, this conference is just for you. And so, I mean, I know not everybody listening right now has been in prison, but maybe you know someone who is. Or maybe you just came out and you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show and you've been praying to the Lord and saying, Lord, you know, I'm about to go backwards. I'm feeling like I'm going to lose it. Well, you're listening to the right program at the right time. It's God's appointment. So Eddie and Nelson, they come in, they say, this is coming up April 13th. That's Saturday. It's coming up pretty soon. So mark that down on your calendar. Registration is at 7:30. You say, well, how much does it cost? Admission and lunch is free. So, hey, all those things that you might say, well, financially, I can't go, it's been removed. The cost has been covered. It's been underwritten. Kalihi Union Church and key leaders there have removed that so that you can freely come. And all these speakers coming to share out of their heart, key men who have lived life. My friend, brother, you won't feel like you're all alone. You'll feel like you can be understood. You'll feel like you can relate. So the reason I especially wanted to feature this program today is because every one of us, in one way or another, is connected to someone who has been in drugs. Connected somehow to someone who has been incarcerated. Well, this is a tool for you to use, to share. And so I encourage you to go to kalihiunion.org, or you can contact Eddie Ochoa at 845-9944. But kalihiunion.org, that's where you can go. Now, Nelson, Eddie, how did you guys meet? How did this all come about?
Well, I guess Nelson heard what I do because it was a different movement that was happening there at Kalihi Union Church. And I was very sick, and he had came to my house, and we were going to feed Mayor Wright housing. I wanted to feed the kids out there with hot dogs and stuff. That's how we met, and he was interested. And then after that, that's how the Lord gave me this conference, and he said he wanted to help, and so we hooked up, and this is how we're doing it.
One thing I really appreciate about you, Eddie, is you're a man of action. Now you're suffering from a failing liver. Your energy is certainly not what it was before. I mean, it's waning. You need a liver transplant. By the way, as you listen to Eddie and pray for him, pray for Eddie Ochoa that the Lord will provide a liver or a liver transplant or just miraculously heal him, but that the Lord would heal this man. However the Lord will do it, pray that God will pray boldly for him. I ask for prayer for my friend Eddie. So you're a man of action. You don't just kind of wait around. You see a vision and you go for it. Nelson, tell me about your, we're kind of laughing about it early on, but you're helping him in administration, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's the humorous part about that?
I guess the funny part is that's not one of my gifts. So I'm having a hard time just keeping up with Eddie. I mean, I ask the whole church to pray for me because administration's not one of my gifts. And I just thank God for, you know, keeping me going, at least, you know, somewhat keeping up with brother.
You know, there's a silver lining lesson in this too, you know, because sometimes we want a perfect world, right? So our gifts,
mm-hmm.
God gives us gifts, so we want to use them. And I think that would be sort of conventional, that how it should be. But sometimes God stretches us and he puts us in areas that we might not even be gifted, but the need is now.
Mm-hmm.
So someone might even say, in the need, there's a call. And if no one else steps up, there's a need. You saw it, Nelson, and you felt a calling to it right now. And I'll tell you what, brother, I'm looking at a poster. It has Pastor Benny Hawkins' picture on there, all the pertinent information. And, hey, looks great to me. And it looks very well organized. So I don't know what you mean by that when you say you don't have a gift, but, hey, I take you at your word. So you don't have... God somehow has enabled you and other key people that you're working with to help this along to make it happen.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of people help out in this conference, do things for the Lord. And I wouldn't even have signed up if it wasn't the confidence that the Spirit would somehow help me through this.
See, that's a great example of faith. And again, it's you know that's not your gift, but you say, Lord, hey, I got a lot of gaps in this area. I'm certainly stronger in other areas, mm-hmm. but Lord, if you need me, I'm available.
Yeah.
And you're speaking to me too, Nelson, in that. Why are you excited about this conference?
Well, earlier you asked about the how, you know, Eddie and I got together. And I guess when we got here, my mind was getting blown to think about just how different we are. And I never really thought about it. And, you know, thinking about it, what's coming to me is more the, you know, how the Lord starts showing you the whys, you know, why he may have brought us together. And one reason I'm excited about this conference is that it's not just people who have been in physical prisons or, you know, physical addictions, but a lot of people, including myself, that's been in spiritual prisons and, you know, all types of, you know, addictions, you know, mental addictions. And it's, you know, a lot of these spiritual prisons, many of us don't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one thing I've learned just in this journey with Eddie, it has been a journey. I mean, he's been taking me to different awesome men's Bible studies to share and see what different men's Bible studies do. And one thing I've gained was a lot of, you know, to learn more about humility. And only through humility are we able to even allow the Spirit to show us, you know, our unconfessed sins, you know, a lot of this self prisons that, you know, I'm in. You know, there's a lot of protection, a lot of barriers, a lot of prison walls that I put up myself. And this journey with my brother here has helped me to see a lot of that. So I thank the Lord.
So, Nelson, you have experienced some of God's liberating power in your own life,
mm-hmm.
even through this relationship.
Yes, yes.
You know, I appreciate that transparency. And you're not alone. I'm with you, too. I mean, there's still things that the Lord needs to do in my life,
mm-hmm.
and is working in my life. So we're in this together. Now, what kind of areas do you feel? Where did this come from, Eddie? Where did this vision come from? This heart that you have to help men like this.
Okay. Well. When I left the home, I asked Pastor Benny Hawkins, how can I repay you for what you've done to my life? And I don't think he's seen it, but he said, Eddie, whatever you think I done for you, do to somebody else. And I took that and ran.
Hmm.
So all the patience and stuff that he had, I got that. And so when I came to Hawaii, I started to do that because I've worked in Ala Park. I've worked at River of Life Mission. I've worked at IHS. I worked for the Alauna Kila Mental Health. And I just started working with men. And on this conference, when I got sick and they told me that there was nothing they can do, they just live the rest of my life out, I asked the Lord, what now? And I said, before I go, can I do one more thing? And I said, I've always wanted to bring men together, especially in Hawaii. We live on an island and we don't even know each other as Christians. And I've always tried to put them together. I know that the bigger churches, sometimes they don't want to get it together. But the men in their churches do. And so, and I thought about it the other day, that it was just a vision. And I asked God, because everything I do, I say, God, if you're not going with me, I ain't going. You got to come with me. So everything that I've done, God has prospered it because he's with me. And so I asked him, Lord, one more time. You know, Danny, you preached at a church, at our church one day, and you said, the king has one more move. Mm-hmm. And that's what I, and when you said, when you preached that at my church, I took it to heart because the Lord has one more move for my life. And if it's to checkmate that enemy, then let's do it. And then I'm ready to go home. So that's what the Lord gave me. And he showed me that out of nothing, we're going to have all these men that are ex-drug addicts or even still chipping on, you know, and convict guys. But with big old mustaches and tattoos and bald heads and everything. In our church, they're all going to be there. And I told my pastor and the people of our church, you're going to see these men raising their hands and crying and praising the Lord, something that you'll never see probably again. And it's going to be that day. And that's what the Lord told me, that he wants to heal his sons. And he says, if we don't praise them, the rocks will. And here we come, hard-headed, rock-headed men coming in there, and we're going to praise the Lord, and we're, God's going to heal us. And we're going to be able to fight this fight for God. Strengthen us.
I feel like a supernatural thing is stirring up. And the supernatural power of Almighty God is coming in, getting ready to bring healing. We're gonna take a quick break right now. When we come back for our last coming down the home stretch of this special feature with you, Eddie, and Nelson, I'd like for you to speak to somebody who is either we've got brothers and sisters that listen to us while they are incarcerated, and others who may be locked in their own prison. You mentioned spiritual prisons, you mentioned mental, psychological prisons, and in some form or another they relate with each other. But I'd like for you to come back and talk to them. Now, a person doesn't have to be a convict to be locked, right, Nelson? I mean, you're a businessman, mm-hmm. and you experience some things. So maybe even a father who is just locked with maybe an addiction of something, he hides it secretly. Or maybe a mother who's secretly hiding something. I want to expand this and broaden it out so that you can speak into the hearts of people. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more heart-to-heart stuff with Nelson Kanemoto and Eddie Ochoa. The conference is calling all men. Remember Zechariah 4:6, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. This conference, April 13th, that's a Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Registration's at 7:30. Pastor Benny Hawkes is the featured pastor with other great teachers. You can find out more at KalihiUnion.org. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home. Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmi of Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Pali Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Hey, okay, not many of us now have ever gone into solitary confinement, but our guest today, Eddie Ochoa, he himself has been in solitary confinement for quite a long time, but he's ministered. Hey, anyway, Eddie, tell us about what it was like in solitary and in what you've done here.
Okay, well, in solitary confinement, well, like I said earlier, that they just leave you in a cell, and it doesn't have bars, it's a door, and they just lock you in there, and you guys have a army blanket and a mattress and your underwear, and it's you yourself, and all you can do is just do push-ups and sit-ups and exercise and try to keep sane. But I was able to make it through there by the grace of God. And so as I came to Hawaii, I became one of the chaplains here at Old Triple C, and I was able to go to the solitary confinement there in at Old Triple C and talk to the men. And, you know, it brought back a lot of memories. And the good thing about it was that I was able to walk out of there at the end of the time. But I spoke with the men that have killed people and have hurt people. And I was able to pray with them. And I told them that I would help them not to become a monster. Mm-hmm. And also they send me down to the suicide watch and the mental ill department there in Unit 1. And it was a great experience for me that at one time they had gave me the keys and a badge to walk in and out of prison, where I thought that I was going to spend the rest of my life in prison. Mm. So I was walking in a circle with the keys in my hand and a badge in the other, and walking in. I said, this is only God can do this.
Wow.
And I got that in 90 days, where all the other chaplains had to go through all kinds of training. Mm-hmm. I had got the Lord opened that door. In 90 days, I was able to become a chaplain.
You know, Nelson and Eddie, as you share that, it brings to mind the power of God and the hope that can be found in Christ, and how the Lord sends you represent Him into solitary, because people are living in their own solitary confinement, many in the literal and many in the figurative, in their own lives. But Christ has come to set the captives free. And this conference is coming up April 13th, 8 a.m. to 1:30. KalihiUnion.org, that's how you're going to find out about it. Benny Jaquez is the speaker. Eddie Ochoa and Nelson Kanemoto, they are the ones who are spearheading this. And key leaders like Guy Capelliella, Curtis Suzuki, Jonathan Steeper, and others are going to be there. We've got just 30 seconds left. Pastor Eddie, can you say a short prayer and just pray for our dear listeners?
Oh, Heavenly Father, we just come before you. We ask you to touch the listeners, Lord, the ones that are hurting, that are in prison, but not also in a cell, but in their minds and in their hearts. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit down and to set them free and let them know that only through you, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And just, Lord, we ask you to move in a mighty way. And I just want to thank you right now and give you all the honor and all the glory, because we serve you, the only great God. We love you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Eddie Nelson. In the next few days, you're going to hear more inspirational stories of hope and faith. And you know what? There's no perfect time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. Remember, weekdays here and 24/7 at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Share these podcasts with a friend. Psalm 23, verse 6 says, surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests today, Eddie Ochoa and Nelson Kanemoto. Find out more about their conference at KalihiUnion.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.